Anthony Fauci admits he is playing politics with Americans' health. By Wendell Hasebo on August 9, 2021. Dr. Anthony Fauci admitted Monday he is playing politics with Americans' health regarding the Chinese coronavirus. "I don't want to get into the politics, but sometimes you almost have to," Fauci stated to USA Today when asked what he thought of those who are forming their own opinions about coronavirus vaccine and mask mandates. "It's all part of this propagation of almost an alternative reality. It went back to the days when I was on the task force in the Trump administration. This is going to go away. It doesn't really exist, don't worry about it. It's the same mentality, and I don't want to kick the cages. But a night doesn't go by when Fox News doesn't say a lie about me. A day doesn't go by that some congressman, some senator propagates something that is completely misleading and completely untrue," Fauci added. Meanwhile, on Monday, White House officials are reportedly frustrated by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's CDC, lack of coronavirus data transparency. Top Biden officials are growing frustrated with the lack of internal visibility into data being collected by the CDC, particularly as they try to deal with Delta's spread. A Monday report said, also revealing a source told the publication, "That's where the tension is, like where the hell are the data?" Fauci's comments about some senator are perhaps alluding to Senator Rand Paul, RKY, who has accused Fauci of lying to Congress, and as a result, has sent a letter to the Department of Justice asking for a criminal referral because he has lied to Congress. Paul believes Fauci perjured himself when he claimed there was no gain-of-function research going on with Dr. Shi Zhengli at the Wuhan Institute. In her paper, she actually thanked Dr. Fauci and National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, NIAID, which is a part of National Institutes of Health, NIH, that Dr. Fauci runs, Paul said in May. It's listed at the end of the paper. "This paper was fined by NIAID Research and it lists a 10-digit number that identifies the research money she got from the United States. Was it gain of function?" Paul asked. "Well, it took a SARS virus, which is a coronavirus. That's 15 times more deadly than COVID, and it added to it S protein, which is something in the surface of it, to make it more easily infectious to epithelial cells for the respiratory tract. That to me is gain of function."